Drug overdose prevention advocates want to combat misinformation and the negative stigma surrounding the use of naloxone, an overdose reversal drug. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Kirsten Adair reports almost 90 school districts across the state participated in a program that teaches school staff how to identify drug overdoses and administer naloxone.
Cameron McNeely is the director of youth education at Overdose Lifeline, a nonprofit organization that helped launch the School Naloxone and Emergency Preparedness Project last June. He says they've trained over 500 nurses, administrators, and other school personnel since then. McNeely says administering naloxone should be a standard first aid practice.
If we call the EMTs and we have somebody overdose, we have to wait on that EMT to get there. And then in the meantime, there's really not too much we can do, right? So that's why we want to really push this thing.
Kyle Fessler is with the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. He says the training addressed common misconceptions he hears about using naloxone.
Just like someone with a heart condition, we wouldn't hesitate to administer CPR. So why would we hesitate to use naloxone to help people who are in an overdose situation?
The training and naloxone are free to schools. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Kirsten Adair.